the next Democratic State Senator from Erie County, Mark Panapinto.
Panapinto arrived at the Erie County Democratic Committee election party at the Larkin Center well after many supporters and members of the media departed.
The poll numbers were coming in slow. I was working my polling place till 9 o'clock. I was soaking wet, and there was a machine problem there.
Panapinto delivered a less than two-minute acceptance speech. He held his own election party earlier above the Casa de Pizza on Elmwood Avenue before joining the Democrats. Panapinto picked up 34% of the vote. Stocker is right behind with 30%, followed by Grisanti with 29%. In a live WBFO News interview, we asked Panapinto about being so confident in this close race.
I was confident at 60%. I'm confident at 100%. The absentee ballots aren't going to break any differently. We ran an absentee ballot campaign, so the numbers aren't going to change.
Panapinto already has his sights on Albany, ready to push for the Women's Equality Act, an increase in the minimum wage, fight against fracking, and ask for more education dollars.
We have to fully fund education in New York State. You know, the state contribution education has gone from 51% of local funding to 38% of local funding. We have to fully fund education. And in the city of Buffalo, you know, that means helping our schools build upon their legacy.
Newly named Erie County Democratic Election Commissioner Len Lenihan says Panapinto could wield a great deal of power when he arrives in Albany.
If Mark is the deciding vote to put the Democrats in the majority, that's a huge role for him to play, and that brings with it a lot of clout.
Panapinto did offer a compliment to Republican Grisanti, saying he did a nice job and took on some tough votes. But Panapinto says he's ready to restore core values for Democrats. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.